Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, February 20th, and it is time for our special guest today. Joining us by phone today, Reverend Dan McMiller. He is Director of Recruitment for the Office of International Mission here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Good morning, Pastor McMiller.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for being our guest. We appreciate you taking some time to talk with us about international missions, specifically English as a foreign language teachers. I understand there's a need for EFL teachers.
Yes, there are. Whether it's EFL or ESL, English as a second language, some regions use that terminology. But we have right now a need of almost 30 teachers worldwide, primarily in Asia, Eurasia, South Africa, South Asia too, and Sri Lanka, a few in each country, but it adds up to about 28 positions.
And what, when you're looking for a teacher of English as a foreign language or as a second language, what type of background or education or training, what kind of preparation would they need?
Well, a college degree, of course, is required. We have to have some a college degree. Usually many of these students come right out of our Concordia system, or some of them through our campus ministries. Others are older and looking for a different opportunity to serve. They might be empty nesters looking for an opportunity to give back to the church in a unique way, and at the same time be a part of the wonderful experience of being on a mission team and working with other missionaries in the field. But normally, yes, it is a college degree that's required, and it falls under the GEO program. Globally engaged in outreach. It's generally a two-year assignment, and the compensation is not like a career missionary, but it certainly is enough to live with and enjoy your time overseas.
And are there specific places where what types of destinations or locations what people groups would be needing a teacher of English?
Right now, in the strategies which the regional directors in the Office of International Mission are working on, just finishing those strategies. For example, in Central or Europe, Poland, there are a couple positions. Others in Turkey, we have needs in Central Africa. I couldn't tell you exactly where. South Africa as well. I mentioned South Asia before, Sri Lanka, Indonesia. Other places are Korea, Macau, Taiwan, and last but not least, Hong Kong. We have ESL teachers in other places, but those are where a couple positions are needed in each of those countries mentioned.
What would life as a missionary, as an EFL teacher, English as a foreign language or second language teacher, what would life be like for those for that 2 years?
Well, of course, the first task and duty once you've gone through orientation and you've received your support, which is a very enjoyable time. I must encourage people in that regard to go out and speak to congregations and meet people that will be praying for you and supporting you and communicating the wonderful work of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and International Mission to a church body that needs to hear more of that, and they love to hear from missionaries, so you're always warmly received. But after going through that phase, there's a need to become acclimated to your new setting. Not in every case do you have to have a real good use of the language. You can get by working with the mission team. You might be in one of the international schools or a school where English is actually even part of the curriculum already. And there's a bit of an English community. The missionary, EFL or ESL teacher, is not normally, and we would discourage having them sent alone. In the past, that was done for a period of time, but we recognize that sending teams out of missionaries is the healthiest. It provides the greatest amount of care for people, stewardship of time, and longevity, as well as opportunity for follow-up on that work and someone to carry on once that work is finished. But we are encouraging the sending of missionaries always in team, and the regional directors support that wholeheartedly, so that they are with pastors or could be with a deacon, with deaconesses, people who are working in administration. There could be association with people working on engineering projects, human care projects. All the time, it's helpful to remember that we are involved in witness, mercy, and life together. So also overseas, working in a setting where there's a partner church or an emerging partner church, we want to also emulate that model of work of sharing the gospel, but also service to the community and creating a community. And of course, since our work is focused on the Word of God, where there is preaching, teaching, and the exercise of the sacraments, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. So it flows from altar, pulpit, and font, but is rich with mercy and community, surrounded with people and on the mission team that are other than pastors. It is always, in my experience, an enjoyable time for the people. And we had ESL teachers in Latin America. I can speak more from that perspective.
Sure.
Who stayed a year to 2 years at a time. You get to know the people. You end up having close relationships. And, of course, we always tried in Latin America, when I served in Panama, for example, to have that team member at the table with us in our devotions, in our meetings, examining the needs for the classroom, for the class follow-up on potential leads, connecting those people to a local pastor, especially emphasizing the local partner church where we were working.
You mentioned that these English as foreign language teachers work in teams. They're always partnered with someone else and usually connected with a local congregation. So if one is going to serve in this opportunity, they'll have support. They can have that connection to regular word and sacrament ministry and have that support, that opportunity to worship with brothers and sisters in Christ and encouragement from our brothers and sisters in Christ, so that you're not just going out, you're not doing this lone ranger sort of thing.
This is a strong emphasis of the present administration at the Office of International Mission, and it's a very much needed emphasis. And we recognize that as key and foundational, that our missionaries, first and foremost, must also keep their faith. The devil is hard at work, and we should be faithful in our use of word and sacrament, and that is always tied to the Office of the Keys, unless there's a severe emergency situation. I served for 14 years in Latin America in three different countries. And there were times when I, as a pastor, had to be alone for months at a time because the other partner pastor was on furlough. Our team was reduced for one reason or another. And it is difficult, not only for the missionary, but family, if they're accompanied by family. But there was a period of time in the 80s, perhaps, when church bodies were experimenting a bit with that, the Lone Ranger type of work. And it does not lead to the establishment of the church. And churches plant churches. Churches give birth to churches. And the key central mark of the church is the preaching of the word and the use of the sacraments. And those who are involved in that outreach and planting must be served in that way. So we know that there's been difficult times in the past with decisions made, but we want to be as passionate with those workers as possible. Some circumstances, Andy, are difficult.
Sure.
In Asia, for example, it's difficult in some places where we can plant churches. It can be literally against the law to be Lutheran in some places. Well, then we have to measure very carefully our strategy, knowing that we have open doors and open windows and invitations to come and serve in many, many places. We have to measure carefully where we can be most effective in planting a church that can grow and mature with the office of the ministry with local people. So that might require, for example, not sending EFL teachers places where we were doing it in the past, because we've learned that that is not a very good for many reasons.
It sounds like a great opportunity for someone who maybe has is trying to decide what career path they want to take, maybe take a couple of years to do some exploring and go serve, maybe in the middle of college or right after college. It sounds like it might be a good opportunity for someone who's who wants to gain some life experience and to serve.
Absolutely. I have two children in college, and this morning I'm driving one to the airport. He's going to be in Chile for 5 months, and the other one in college is in Argentina for 3 months, and our 15-year-old wants to be a missionary because we lived overseas, and that's their life, and they find it exceedingly engaging and exciting, and as some people say, once you taste that wine, you never want to go back. And it's very important for our church that we have a church body connected globally, because we grow and mature and understand our new environment in the United States with young people who have that type of experience. It's very exciting. Our first ESL teacher or EFL teacher in Panama when I was there came from a non-Missouri Synod Lutheran home, and he ended up, he was attending the Missouri Synod Church on his own, but off and on. He became our EFL teacher, wrote our curriculum, did a fantastic job, and during that year he was convinced, I'm going to be a pastor. Now he's been an LCMS pastor, a wonderful ministry for many years, and planting a church with God's blessing. And so you're right, people have used that as an opportunity to examine missionary life and missionary service in many different services and many capacities. And I want to emphasize that though we need pastors, and our partner churches around the world are saying, bring your pastors back, because we need help in training pastors and developing that next generation and holding us together with a clear confession of God's word, we'll always have many, many more non-pastors on the field. And there are many positions available in order to create that community and those partnerships for mercy and witness in the communities with our partner churches around the world. So while there's an emphasis on word and sacrament, that doesn't mean we're only recruiting pastors by no means. We need to recruit more non-pastors, but connecting them also to a team and to the local church.
And how can, if someone's listening today and wants to find out more, where can they find out more information about these service opportunities?
Well, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod has a website. You know, that's a good question, and I did not come prepared with that.
LCMS.org?
LCMS.org, if you go to the missions page, is a place for missions inquiring about mission recruitment. I must emphasize this, Andy, over the next few months, we are going to be posting a position over the next month or so for someone to work with this area of recruitment for EFL and GO missionaries. Right now, I'm only part-time. I'm leaving a position en route to my full-time position as recruitment director. So, but if you were to go to the LCMS.org website and go to the missions page, you'll see a lot of information there on that and emails to address.
Very good. Thank you, Pastor McMiller. We've been speaking with Reverend Dan McMiller, Director of Recruitment for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod Office of International Mission. Pastor Miller, thanks for being our guest this morning here on His Time.
Thank you, Andy.
God's blessings. Coming up in the next segment, we'll study the daily lectionary right here on His Time. Stick around, listeners.